Good, hello, and welcome to another microphone demo of sorts. This is the Audix F55 cardioid dynamic microphone, which I picked up on Musician's Friend when they had it on their stupid deal of the day for $29. Yeah, it's another microphone. It's a very generic-looking, handheld, ball-type microphone like you would see with the Shure SM58 and many others of its type. And here I am using it with the Mackie 402 VLZ4 preamp going into the Persona Studio Live. And I'm not really going to say anything about it. I'll just let you judge the sound for yourself. I don't have any kind of windscreen on it. I'm talking fairly close to it, but not so close as to plosive and fricate and sibilant, if those are now verbs. I'm sure there are proper verbs, but I can't be bothered to conjugate them properly, so therefore they are not, as far as I'm concerned. And now, just for sake of comparison, I'm going to put on another Audix microphone, which I have, the Audix OM2, which is a similar style in terms of what it actually does, although it has a much thinner handle, and I don't like it all that much, to be honest. And without having changed anything, this is the Audix OM2, which to me sounds kind of thin and a little bit peaky. It's also not as hot as the F55. The ball grill, I think, is exactly the same. It could probably be changed with the F55. It looks pretty, I don't know, it might be a different color, but it looks identical to me. And except for the thinner handle, of course, and quite a different sound. The off-axis rejection, I didn't really do anything. Didn't really demo that, but on this one we have the sort of pretty standard for a cardioid. I'm off to the right by probably about a foot, 2 feet, maybe 3 feet. Holding it out, yeah, this is about 3 feet. And going back to the center, going back to the other side, which will be exactly the same because it's a cardioid. Now if I go directly behind it, now I'm on the complete back side. I'll do the same thing with the F55. Okay, back on the F55, and going off to the right, I can immediately tell that there is more bottom-end boomy stuff going on. Now I'm going straight behind it. Definitely, yep, you can hear it.
You can hear it hitting the port on the back of the Element. Have the same kind of sound with the Blue Encore 100. So if your sound source that you're trying to reject is directly behind the microphone, you probably want to be careful with this mic or the Encore 100. They have very similar axes, pickup, or whatever. But this mic is definitely more comfortable to hold than is the OM2. It's got a better case, too. And it actually reminds me a lot, now that I'm looking at it, it reminds me quite a lot of the Behringer XM8500 in terms of its physical characteristics. In terms of sound, well, I don't have an XM8500 to compare it with just at the moment because all the ones I own are outside. How about that? But anyway, this is the Audix F55, and just for a very short thing, I'm going to put my Shure SM7B on, my standard dynamic microphone, which isn't really a fair comparison because, well, other than the fact that it is a moving coil microphone, there's not a whole lot in common with the F55 or the OM2 in terms of the sonic characteristics, but no, I'll do it anyway. And here we are using the Shure SM7B, and this is kind of a noisy environment, so sorry about that, but yep, totally different sound. And this particular microphone sounding more like a condenser than any other dynamic that I've ever used. Well, there you go. There's this short, very unscientific thing just because I just got this new Audix F55 and wanted to play with it. So please excuse my wasting a couple of minutes of your time. Have a wonderful minute.